If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's right there.
I know.
Oh, just hit it. Bing bong.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring this stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, man. Montreal just scored, Will. Oh, man.
God dang it.
This goalie Lagasse, damn it.
Rick.
Ah, poopsties. All right, what do we got?
Well, I know that one of your favorite Christmas movies of all time is the Will Ferrell classic Elf. I think it was 2008 or something.
What a great, great movie. How could that movie possibly end up in woke news?
Well, I'll tell you, because there's this person, her name... actually, I don't even know how to say their name, and I better use their... I don't know what pronouns they use. Appears to be a born female individual.
Relax.
I believe that she might be in a wheelchair. So
neat.
I don't know what the terminology handicapable.
I like to say crippled.
I don't think that's the one. I know for a fact that they don't like that one.
Oh, my bad.
But she wrote
a piece. How about a burden to society?
Oh, my God. sure. We can go with that. I don't know.
All right. I don't know, man.
But any hooser, she wrote this story in, I think it was The Insider this week. The Insider is, I think it's like woke entertainment news, essentially. But it also Yahoo picked it up, and she wrote a story about how Elf is a modern Christmas classic, despite the fact that it mocks cognitively disabled people, and that Buddy the Elf is not explicitly stated, but it's heavily implied that he might be a little, you know, slow.
No, he was raised as an elf.
He's not slow. He's an elf. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Jack off.
It says to make the movie funny that they use disabled characters and just include disabled people in the joke.
Oh, my God.
So she's upset about this movie. She wrote a very long diatribe about it. She did say it's a classic, but also she wasn't very a fan of and she gives examples about he said that not only is the elf in the North Pole doesn't realize that he's human, so Buddy's intelligence isn't that of a normal elf, or else he would not be so blindsided by the revelation. Again, he just thought he was an elf his entire life. He had no base.
That's why it's funny. That's the whole basis of the movie, is that he is a gigantic elf because he's actually a human. He was raised by an elf. He was raised quite well by an elf. You know, I mean, it was Bob Newhart was a great elf dad. And that's the funny thing about it. It's the juxtaposition of elf life and human life. Not only human life, but New York City hustle and bustle human life. And, of course, his dad, you know, working in that environment, you know, is a high, stressed out guy, you know. And that's the movie. You know, he's this unbelievably kind-hearted elf that just wants to spread Christmas joy. And his dad didn't understand his elfhood, thought he was crazy. His dad didn't think he was slow. His dad didn't think he was handicapable. His dad thought he needed to be Baker acted, that he was a Looney Tune. So if this this writer is going to be complaining, then they should be saying that, you know, that they were picking on people that were insane, not people that were handicapable or what have you. It's a comedy. Good God. You could say the same thing about a lot of characters. Happy Gilmore. Why don't you pick on him? That guy was, you know, not stable.
Well, I don't know. She uses the example that he's referred to as special, which obviously, mentally challenged individuals are sometimes referred to as being special. And she used that cross-reference there with him because when he's...
Did they use the R word in the movie ever?
No, they did. He's not, though. That's the thing. I don't think it's ever implied that he's handicapped in his brain.
No.
He's just an elf. He's an elf. And he's thrown into this human world, and he has to adapt. And he's not used to it because he's living as an elf.
I'm surprised they didn't say that it's also picking on fat people because of how... you know, the elf eats in this movie, you know, spaghetti with chocolate sauce and candy and everything else, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it says it only gets worse from here. He says when he does make it to Manhattan, Buddy's own father, Walter, never stops using derogatory terms against him. At the doctor's office, he forces Buddy to take a paternity test. Walter tells Buddy that he's certifiably insane, talking to his wife later in the film. And Walter says his son is a deranged elf man. Even at the end of the film, when Walter tells Buddy he loves him, he mentioned that Buddy is chemically imbalanced. He says that Elf can't really be a heartwarming story of acceptance if Buddy is never truly embraced for who
Shut
he
up,
is.
Bitch!
By one of the
God.
People in his life. Well, it's weird that obviously this is a movie, number one. Also, it's a movie about, if you have kids in the car, close their ears. It's a movie about Santa Claus, which is, you know, a great myth. You know, obviously, you know, Santa Claus is, and elves are not, you know, really around. You know what I mean? So I can't believe that even in these fantasy worlds, you have to apply our 2021 goggles to make sure that they go by these rules as well that they've set up. So even
movies
have to do it. It's
bizarre. This movie should be able to be. You should be able to make this movie today, and nobody say a goddamn word about it. This is ridiculous. This is why we do woke news. I'm shocked that this writer doesn't give kudos to the movie for painting the Central Park Police as the biggest villains ever. They make these guys out to be like worse than what the CNN makes the police out to be. Like in the Elf movie, I mean, even Santa's like, oh no, the Central Park Police. You know, like they're the worst. The horse cops in Central Park, those are the villains of the movie.
Yeah.
So
I know they did this with Star Wars too, where that they had to have, you know, characters of color and, you know, different genders and different sexualities and all this stuff. Uh-huh. It's like this is a fairyland. This place doesn't exist.
Easy with the F word.
Right. Fairy tale land. It's not a real thing. But even these woke rules that they've come up with, that these people have come up with online and where they live, everybody's got to live by these rules, even in worlds that don't exist. Not only in the real world, but in these worlds that don't exist. That's a bizarre concept, man.
Yeah, I just, it's crazy. I don't have a problem with, you know, with there being people of all colors and genders and everything in movies, but when there's rules in place.
Yeah.
You know, like unwritten rules.
Right.
And then when you have to tiptoe around comedy, Elf is a comedy, but it's also a feel-good Christmas movie. It's one of those movies that gets you a little misty at the end. It's a feel-good movie. It ends like every good movie should end. Like, it's hilarious. It's you know, family-friendly. Like, it's a classic. It's a great, great movie. It's got great actors, great director. You know what I mean? Everything is great about it. I was blown away when I saw this in our prep today. I was like, this has to stop, dude. Please,
she God. She had some tips to make this movie better.
Oh, do ya?
Yeah, she wanted they could have had Buddy the Elf confront Walter about his harsh words that he constantly hurls at Buddy, but that moment never came. They said by the end of the film, if Buddy were capable of standing up for himself, the message would have been stronger. Had David Birnbaum, I guess that's the guy who wrote it, truly committed to empowering Buddy,
it would have been
a rare and important gesture of support towards the disabled community. Instead, Elf falls back on tired tropes for laughs. Yes, God forbid that we laugh. We can't laugh. Everything's got to be serious and not fun or funny.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. Man. Cancel John Favreau, the director of the movie. Yeah. Get out of here. You scumbag. It's funny, too, because even some of these Hollywood people that are being the super woke ones right now. And by the way, what a fail woke Christmas movie they tried to do. this year. Did you see the one I'm talking about, Santa Inc.?
Yeah, that's with Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman. They blamed that they didn't do well because it's white supremacy, they said. That's proof of white supremacy that they're making.
It's not. No, because there's plenty of liberal people that like to watch movies. You know, Hollywood's very supported. It just sucked as a movie. But the whole premise of this claymation was that Santa doesn't need to be a white man anymore. And it was just, the whole thing was just like, they pushed really hard to make a woke Christmas movie. And even Democrats and liberals are tired of it. They're like, come on, dude, stop it. Like, just... don't think about politics when it comes to movies and stuff. Just think entertainment. For God's sakes, what are we doing?
I noticed they were celebrating that. And I don't, you know, you look at it on the surface, you go, I don't care. But the fact that they're trying to make Santa Claus black, Santa Claus is not black, okay?
He's a character.
I'm sorry, he's not.
Lando Calrissian's not white.
Exactly. Are you going to make Black Panther, you know, Chinese? No, you're not going to do that. Black Panther's black. Santa Claus is white. That's the way it is. He comes from the North Pole.
It's a character.
Northern European myth, you know, right. that's come to light that we celebrate now. Who cares if Santa Claus is white?
Who cares? And he's one guy. Like, I don't care if it's an ever-changing character. Like I don't care if the new... Captain America is black, because that's how superheroes go. They die off and somebody takes over the persona.
That's
great.
New. That's new, though. I don't remember that happening. And now all the new characters tend to be of color. No.
Okay, fine. I don't care. It's a superhero. It's a fictional character. And I know Santa Claus is fictional, but he's been the same guy for 1,000 years. Like, and I don't remember anybody complaining back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. It's just crazy. But yeah, to Sarah Silverman, Seth Rogen, she wanted to be, you know, a girl Santa Claus. And I saw the trailer, and in the trailer, you know, one of the characters says, white men have dominated this character for way too long. And then somebody in the trailer is like, yeah, like a lot of other stuff. And I'm like, what is going on with this Christmas claymation?
Are you allowed to have anything? I mean, are you allowed to have anything? It doesn't really seem like it. It seems like, you've had it for long enough. Now it's time for everybody else to just take over everything. And you go, I look at it on its surface, and I just go, I don't, you know, really care about this. But it's just wrong. It would be like making Black Panther Chinese. You go, no, Black Panther's from Wakanda. In Africa.
Yeah, he's Black Panther. I had his comic books. I had Black Panther comic books when I was a kid. I love that character.
I just don't understand why they can't make new, you know, and they do, I guess. They make new characters and stuff. They tend not to go over well. So instead they go, oh, well, we'll just make Superman gay. Remember? Superman's gay now?
Yes.
You just go, all right. You know, again, right. It's like, I don't really care because it's for nerds. And
why
don't
we just,
don't
yeah.
Care,
can we just come up with another gay superhero? That's fine.
And I know they do have that, too. Like I said, sure. I don't know if it sells that well. They just...
Some of them I just assume were gay. I always thought Aquaman was pretty gay.
Yeah, that was a running joke, for sure. I don't know. It's just, like, it seems intentional. And I always use, and I know it is intentional, I always use the example of Star Trek The Next Generation as a show that really was very diverse. And you didn't roll your eyes when it didn't seem forced at all. You didn't roll your eyes when you saw, you know, a black admiral and Jean-Luc Picard talking to a black lady admiral.
And then even the original Star Wars was really diverse too. You know, you had a Russian guy, you had Uhura, whatever, the black lady, you had the Vulcan, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think Vulcan was just white guy, but yeah, I know what you mean. Uh-huh. It didn't seem forced at all. With all this new stuff, I go, all right, you're really just shoehorning this in. And yet I can feel it, and it takes me out of the imagination of watching a movie or a film. Yeah. That's why I don't watch anything anymore. I'm just
And
like,
nobody banged
suck.
People of color more than Captain Kirk. I mean, he was banging green broads and purple ones. Yeah. I mean, he was definitely not racist at all.
No, or speciesist. Yeah, yeah, no mm-hmm. doubt. It's just silliness. And I just find it hilarious that these fake worlds, you know, for nerds have to abide by these woke tropes. Otherwise, people are going to complain. It's just like, get a life. Go make your own thing. Shut up.
Yeah, I would like to be like a fly on the wall in some of these board meetings with with movies, television, and commercials and stuff now, because like I feel like it's really taken over to the point now where it's a priority, and they're not, they're kind of escaping the bottom line of what, entertainment should be. I mean, yes, should there be equality in things? Absolutely. But, you need to worry about the bottom line first. What's this show about? Is it entertainment? Are we writing jokes? Like we talked about a month ago with the SNL stuff, it's gotten to the point now where it's not really funny anymore. It's just narrative driven. It's like, all right, well, I don't care what your political views are. If it's funny, I laughed at a lot of stuff when they crapped on Trump. If it's funny, or vice versa. I don't care who you make poo poo on. If it's funny, but we're losing the grip.
Well, comedy's subjective, though, right? So something that's funny to you and I might not be funny to something else, but that's fine. Then there's other things out there. Like, that's the way I look at SNL. You go, okay, I have a affinity for it and a nostalgia factor in Saturday Night Live from watching it when I was a kid, but it's not for me anymore. And I go, okay,
I want it to be good, though. I wish it was.
Well, sure, but I just go off and I find something else to watch.
Yeah,
It's not a big deal. Yeah. But I know what you mean. It is annoying, certainly, but it just is what it is.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that new movie, Don't Look Up, and then I went to look at reviews on it. And I was like, uh-oh. And the people that told me that it was fantastic, they're pretty left, right? Which is fine.
My buddy who I talk to a lot and trust his comedic perspective on, he's a comedian up in Tennessee now. He said it was great. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I heard it stunk. But...
Well, that's the thing. I looked at reviews and it said, that it's heavily politically driven, and that turned me off before I even watched it. It might be funny, and now I don't even want to watch it because I don't want to watch, I hate movies like that now to where it's like, all right, man, I don't need that. I want to be taken away from that while I watch a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stinky poo poo, and I don't want to watch either side. I don't want to watch a movie that's